Oh, hi everyone, it's me, Editor Dan. Oh, you wouldn't have heard that, but something just went biddly bing on my computer. Don't worry about it though. I'm just recording this last little thing to stick at the very beginning of episode 8 of Pizza and Dan Play Pikmin 1. Oh, your old friends Felixer and Dan here again, so keep on playing Pikmin 1. I'm recording something just to comment on the fact that as I am speaking right now, I look down at my clock / calendar and I see that it's currently Friday the 1st of September in the year 2023, right? And when I look at these video and audio files that me and Felixer recorded, well, they were recorded on Friday the 22nd of July 2022. So this episode is over a year old. It's a year and two-ish months old. So I hope you're ready for a real slow-cooked episode, everybody. On to Felixer and Dan. Bye-bye.
Welcome to the Fantasy Zone. Get ready.
I just have to go to the bathroom before to get ready.
Yeah, prep.
Get ready.
Yeah. Get ready.
Get ready.
To dilate.
Well, I have some voice sampler, man. Get ready. I think that's SNK vs. Capcom SVC Chaos.
Probably.
Let me see.
Ugh, fighting games.
What about them?
They're tough.
Well, you're not supposed to play them alone.
I don't want to play with people.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, okay.
Wait, let me hear this. No, they didn't say get ready at all.
Oh, it must be from something else.
Fuck, I hate this.
Probably some car racing game.
Get ready. Oh, what's the game called? Fire Blaster thing. The Sega
Fire
game.
Fire Blaster.
No, the Sega.
Sega game.
Yeah.
The guy, it jumps up and down and there's a dragon heading towards him.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I know.
What's that called? Sega arcade game. Give me the name.
Yeah.
What's it called?
There's a cameo of it in Shenmue. In Shenmue 1, you can play it in an arcade.
Yeah, in Yakuza as well. You can play it everywhere.
Jumping Flash.
Fire Blaster.
Yes.
Fuck. Oh my god, why does the title have to be so generic?
I mean, there's a sequel too, right? There's number 2.
Probably. It's not Hang On, it's not Super Hang On.
No. Oh, Harrier! Space Harrier!
Harrier.
Get ready!
Alright. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Alright, hello again, Felixa.
Hello.
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 Should we save? Let's not save.
Why not? What if you die?
Oh, what if one of the Pikmin dies? I'll have to reload.
What?
No, let's go get the last two parts in the Forest Naval. Let's delve into the Naval for the very last time.
Wait, you made a promise.
I broke my promise. I couldn't do it. Look, there's the daughter's gem.
Uh-huh.
She gave it to Olimar. We have to get it.
Wait.
Let's just get a team of 100 blues.
Didn't we get it?
No, we ran out of time. That's what happened. We left it on the doorstep here.
Okay, I didn't pay attention to that part.
And there it is.
So, what does it do?
Well... Let's see. Look at that. There it is.
Yeah, it looks just like it looked the last time that we saw it.
Yeah, when it gets back, it'll give us another description we can read. Okay, so now let's get the other part, which is Oh, interesting. Oh, okay. We will need blues and reds to get this. Let's do the blue bit first.
Okay. Sure.
Remind me to go and, like, collect up all these stray Pikmin. Like, there's one over there. I'm just going to leave for now. I just can't be bothered saving them at the moment.
Are they all of blue color?
Yeah, all of these Pikmin are blue.
Okay.
I don't want to be here, actually.
Color is such a weird thing.
Yeah, color is weird.
Why can't you explain color?
I'm sure someone can.
How? Like, explain color to me without assuming that I know what color is.
You want me to explain color to you?
Yeah. Like, if I was like,
see,
how are blue and red and yellow Pikmin different from each other? Like, what? What is this color thing you're talking about?
What the hell am I doing?
Drawing blue Pikmin over some wall?
Yeah, I sure am. Do you reckon that's enough? Well, I would have to know about how the eye works, and then I would tell you.
No, but I want
have to be.
I don't want the physical description of how color functions because I don't know how the eye works. I need to understand.
I would need to. Yes, I would need to teach you how the eye worked,
what?
And then I would explain how color works. And that's all I can do. I can't do anything better than that.
I want to know about the difference between me, who doesn't see color, and you, who does see color. Like, what are you seeing that I'm not seeing?
Right. Is that hypothetical? You can see color, can't you?
I can't see color.
Or are you colorblind?
No, it's hypothetical. I can't see color.
That was hypothetical. Okay, cool. Yeah. It's like you know how food comes in different flavors? Well, so do objects that you look at.
Okay, so this one is steak flavored, and how many flavors are there?
Oh, there's like a spectrum of flavors.
A spectrum. So how do you know, like, with flavors, I can't really say, like, okay, this tastes like chicken tastes pretty close to steak, but like pork is like all the way on the other side of the spectrum. Like, I don't think that's how taste works.
No, it's not. But there sure are a lot of them.
That's true, yes. There's a lot of tastes.
Yeah, and there's a lot of colors. So it's basically the same thing.
Are they all like dissimilar to each other, the colors?
No, some of them are remarkably similar to each other.
Really?
Hypothetical Felixer, who doesn't see color. Yeah, some of them are really similar. You ever seen yellow and orange? Whoa, who drew the line there?
So how do you keep
Libra.
Them apart?
Oh, you know, you can just tell. My daughter gave this to me. My late return must have her very worried, says Olimar. About the green gem that was just returned. Sorry, I shouldn't say green gem. About the gem that we just returned to the Olimar, the SS Olimar. Alright, I got a team of 41 red Pikmin, and we're gonna go meet back up with that troop of blues I threw over the edge.
Wait, what? Pikmin? How are they differentiated?
I need a different co-host.
Wow, that's like racist.
Yeah, it's pretty ableist, you're right. I'm just finding some Sheerwigs.
What's that sound? Is that from Pikmin?
It's something I should really go look at.
Okay. Sounds very, like, mechanical.
Yeah. It's a blood oxygen saturation alarm.
What?
But my wife is around. She should be able to check it out.
Okay. I hope it's fine.
Yeah, it's probably fine.
Oh, no. No, it's kind of right. Not fine.
What's fine? What's not fine?
My plant. It's kind of like dipping downwards.
Oh, you should have watered it last week.
I didn't wanna. felt like it had enough.
Well, this is your fault. You were wrong.
No, I'm not sure if I was wrong.
Oh. Oh, well, what's wrong with it then? Hey, a bunch of blues. Look at that.
Maybe it's just very, like, leany.
Hmm.
Maybe it was sprouting too many leaves because it had too much water and now it's, like, dipping.
Right, that makes sense, yeah.
No.
So, yeah, don't give it any water.
I found my analog computer. This computer conveys the kind of vague data that falls outside the range of ones and zeros. Actually, to be honest, it's a little bit too vague, so it isn't very helpful. What?
Let's see how many Pikmin we need. Only 20! Okay, cool.
Are the Pikmin carrying this shit faster if there's more than the number you need carrying it?
Yes, exactly.
So wouldn't you always want to have 100 Pikmin carry all the shit?
You can only put on twice as many Pikmin as the thing wants.
Oh, so there's a soft cap and a hard cap.
Yeah, exactly. Alright. Well, so now we need to get these blue... Yeah, there's a soft... Exactly. Well, we need to get these blue Pikmin back without having them burn to death.
No, I wouldn't call like the minimum required amount a soft cap, honestly. There's there's a hard cap and a minimum requirement, I guess.
I guess there's two hard caps is what it is.
There's no soft cap. There's like no diminishing returns, is there?
No.
Because that would be the soft
oops,
cap.
Oops, oops. Oops, oops.
I hate soft
right,
caps.
Right, I see what you mean.
Like in Dark Souls, if you level a stat, at some point you're getting diminishing returns, and that's like the soft cap, and then at some point you can't put any more stat points in that stat, no matter what, and that's the hard cap, right?
Mm. Yeah, I see. I understand. Yes.
Oh, this just looked like the scene in Neverending Story with the two sphinxes.
Oh...
Did you know that my girlfriend
I've seen Neverending Story.
Scene? What are you talking about? My girlfriend is an ambassador of, like, the book.
Ah.
Yeah.
I've never read it.
Yeah, I've started reading it, and it's pretty cool.
Oh, cool.
It's actually pretty cool, because it's all about, like, this kid reading a book, right? And you're, like, sitting there reading a book, so it's like... You're the kid reading the book, kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie, Felixa?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
I've seen the first and the second one, and I like them both a lot.
Hmm.
I also like the second Oz movie.
Oh, yeah. I've seen bits of that, but never the whole thing.
You poor...
Well, hang on. Have you read the Oz books? The Wizard of Oz books? Because I tried to read them, and I'm not too sure I like them. But they're supposed to be amazing, and everyone who reads them loves them.
Okay. No, I didn't. Yep. I did not read them.
I wonder what your girlfriend thinks of them.
Me too, no.
Analog computer. This strengthens the outward emotions of the dolphin's computer. While it does make the computer smart, it also makes it quick to anger. It's just like my boss.
Okay.
Chachu is his boss.
Chachu!
The second part of text is like tricking me every time because I'm like, oh, more juicy exposition. And then it's like, oh no, it's the same. God. Annoying text.
Yeah, So see our dolphin now?
Whoa. Sorry, what?
It's got our dolphin has satellites now.
Oh, well. The translucent thing?
Yeah, the floating thing.
Yeah, the plastic thing.
Yeah, the plastic thing, that's right. And all this other stuff that's stuck to it.
Plastic satellite is
that stuff that we found.
J-Rock band.
Alright, well, we've gotten every single part.
No way.
In this area, certainly. So now what do we do? I guess we just leave. Let me just build up the population a little bit. And we'll break apart those Pikmin rocks and get some nice Pikmin nectar. Turn these buds into flowers.
Yes. Sure.
I'm a big fan of the book, Howl's Moving Castle. I think I've talked about that on the podcast in the past.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, Diana Wynne Jones. If you like a book of a movie that's actually really good, not a novelization of a movie, but the book came first,
mm-hmm.
Howl's Moving Castle's really good.
Oh, nice. I should definitely read that at some point.
Yeah, it's good.
Mm-hmm. Bonus points for being written by a woman.
Mmm, Diana.
Yep.
Wynne Jones.
Yep.
And extra bonus points for being written by a Welsh woman.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I don't know why, I'm just assigning them for fun. I guess because I don't read a lot of Welsh woman writing very often.
Sure.
Alright, yeah, let's just up and leave.
Sure.
I think, let me get everyone in the middle of the town square here, and I'll check the map for any stragglers.
Oh, I just had an interesting thought. Oh, yeah,
there's a straggler. You had a what?
An interesting thought.
Look at that. What do you reckon that is?
A green dot.
Yeah, let's go get it.
Yeah, get the green dot.
Yeah. What was your thought? I'm curious.
So back when I was hanging with like my old friends, they kind of never wanted to leave, and they never wanted anybody else to leave, because then the fun would end, right? And the evening would be like, whatever. Yeah. But now I'm like into, like, when you just said, let's just up and leave, I was instantly like, yeah, let's go somewhere else. And that's kind of like my general
feeling, philosophy. Proclivity. Your general proclivity.
Yeah, sure. Let's say it's that. That I'm like way more into leaving than staying. Because when you leave, you go somewhere else, and that's always more exciting than where you've just been.
Yeah, you say a change is as good as a rest.
No, a change
and I've also heard
better.
I've also heard, no, a rest is really good. I'll defend resting.
No way.
I love to rest.
I hate resting.
I love rest.
Resting's so boring.
Oh, I need to rest so much more than I do.
Well, you're a parent.
Yeah, I need rest so much.
I don't.
Sometimes this kid wakes up at 2 in the morning and he just stays awake for 2 whole hours. And then it's just like, urgh. I love rest so much.
Hmm. No, when I'm resting,
all right, let's end the day.
It just usually turns into something else.
When you rest? Something productive?
I don't... Yeah, I guess you could call that productive. Recreational.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Well, good. I love recreation.
What did the green thing turn out to be?
It was it was sometimes when there's been a heated battle, the seeds of the Pikmin are strewn on the ground. The seeds of the fallen, the dead Pikmin are strewn on the ground. So the next day there'll be a sprout left.
Uh-huh.
So, obviously, one of the Pikmin that was slain in the battle with the beady long legs was lucky enough to sire progenitors. Or it was a progenitor? I don't know how it works. But yeah, it had a little baby Pikmin.
That's pretty
cool.
That
I plucked. Yeah. 15 days since impact. There are now only 14 parts that I still need to retrieve. Will I be able to recover the remaining parts in 15 more days? Surely there are some parts that are not absolutely necessary. If my ship's not completed by day 30, the only way I will find out is to try to lift off.
Uh-huh.
I just recalled the day I took my son for a ride in this spaceship. He was so happy. I shall tell him of this journey when I return. And I shall return. I must. I can already see the look of wonder on his precious face as I describe my adventures with the Pikmin.
Okay. Oh, you really made the blue population be, like, more than it was.
Yeah. Even the yellow Pikmin, which looks like absolute dog shit, is really 97. That's pretty good, you know? They're all pretty good.
Uh-huh, yeah. How's it that much less on the graph than the other two if it's just like half?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, how is 100 just like bottom, rock bottom?
That's where's, a funny... Yeah.
Where's zero?
Yeah, where is zero?
Maybe it just draws like a graph from your lowest to your highest, so the lowest amount you have in Pikmin is always the bottom of your graph, and the highest is always the top.
Yeah, that's possible, that's possible.
That's what I'm deducting here.
Alright, Felixo, we'll do part two of this episode, but after I've quickly run to the bathroom.
Yes, go ahead.
Cha-choo!
Dread the Empire. That's like the bespoke dildos. Oh my god. Ugh. I don't know about that. The heck. Is it all just like weird alien dicks? Oh yeah. Kind of looks like it.
I'm back.
Hey. Just looking at weird alien dicks.
Yeah, if you... So they're not the first one that I saw, that I ever came across on Twitter. But if you look at who they follow... There's like 100 of these same, like, small companies who do these limited-run small things.
Ah, I see.
And they all have their own... They're obviously run by a sculptor who has sculpted a dick that they like, and then they do silicon castings of that sculpture, and then they sell them. And so it's like different teams will have different shapes. That's the differentiating factor, and then just how they mix their silicon. It's interesting. It's interesting to look through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not all just, like, aliens, is it?
I've seen some normal-looking dicks.
Well, yeah, I don't know what I'm looking for, actually. But yeah. Alright.
Yeah, good point.
What the fuck is this?
Oh, no. There was one I was looking at before, which seemed to be, like, fetishizing mollusks.
What's that?
Like, mollusks. Like, deep-sea snails and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is interesting, at least.
At least.
Yeah. I mean, my tastes are pretty basic, which is good. It means there are a lot of companies which make exactly what I like. But still, these fancy companies, these bespoke companies, are good to look at.
Hmm.
Alright, let's not save.
Yeah, never save. Hashtag.
Never save.
Never save.
Okay, so look at that. Parts in this area. Bing, 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 bing. We got them all. I don't know. I just aesthetically love sex toys. There's just something about them which I just love to look at and to browse through. So if you see anything on one of these weird accounts that you go like, oh, maybe this is what I like, then feel free to send it to me. And I'll go like, and appreciate it aesthetically.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I think kind of same. Yeah.
Good. All right, here's the plan. We're going to go back here to the Forest of Hope. This is the place where, like, where I was playing when I thought I knew what I was doing, and I really hadn't realized that I didn't yet, right? So there's still three parts left, but they're all parts I kind of should have blue Pikmin to get. This is where I lost all those Pikmin building... I lost that one Pikmin building the bridge. Because I tried to do speedrun strats.
Yes.
So the reason why I want to go back here is because I think I can get these parts in relatively quick succession. And that will set me up with a few days, you know, to spare kind of thing. Because at the moment, it's kind of neck and neck. Olimar is racing his deadline in a pretty nail-biting fashion. But I want to get ahead of it a little bit. So I think I'll achieve that by going here and getting these last three blue pigment parts.
Yeah.
Does that sound good to you?
Yeah, it sounds...
Okay, let's do it.
Sounds very good. Because the fourth... I'm more audible like this.
You're audible like that.
Okay. The fourth place that we could have gone to is probably going to be like a little harder than the second, right?
Parts of it can be very hard, yes.
Yeah, so why not get the three parts left in the second level? That's maybe easier.
Yeah. I mean, these parts are going to be pretty tough too. The first one I'm going to go for... Oh, it's going to be interesting.
Okay.
Let's see how we manage it. I'm going to take just a big old team of nothing but blues, 100 of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pick that Pikmin grass just next to the onion. So that we get as many flowers as possible. And we're going to go get the... what was it that we got? The Libra? Was that the gem that we got?
Yeah.
I think we're going to wind up getting the Sagittarius today.
Okay.
I don't remember if that's the one that's guarded by the Snaggrits or not, but the Snaggrits, listeners who know Pikmin, we're about to go meet some Snaggrits. Felixa, when I say Snaggrit, what do you picture in your head?
Oh my god. Just different Pikmin baddies that I know how they look because I have no imagination. Like, I was picturing a blowhog, I was picturing one of these guys you're killing just now. I was picturing one of these bee-looking weird beetle things that kept coming out of the ground earlier.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we got it. Oh no, stop it, please. Oh, this is...
It's fine.
Okay. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It's all fine. 98 Pikmin out of 100. There, okay. I just gotta be better with aiming. See that?
Uh-huh.
Two dwarf bulbs down, no Pikmin deaths.
Yeah.
These sleeping motherfuckers, I'm gonna creep up behind them. And I'm gonna swarm them at the legs. And it's just gonna obliterate them.
Can you not throw Pikmin onto them?
I think it's quicker to swarm.
Okay.
I think it's quicker, at least when I have 100 Pikmin, it's more efficient to swarm them. As long as I'm not getting them from the side or the front, it's all good.
That's what the Zerg players would say.
There we go. Just quicker to swarm.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Look at that. Two dead big bulb orbs. Done.
Yeah, they're just sleeping. They're fine. Don't worry about it.
Why have I only got 91? Where's my others? Okay. Okay, sure. Alright, fine.
Oh, look how peaceful they are.
Yeah. I should send you the Pikmin short movies.
Maybe.
I mean, you don't really like Pikmin, do you? So maybe I shouldn't bother.
No, I really don't. I kinda do not. I don't hate it. I'm just like... meh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that. A third big one.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting okay at this. As long as they're asleep and I can creep up on them from behind and I have 100 Pikmin, I can kill these things with a pretty respectable consistency.
Yeah.
They're nocturnal predators, you see. That's why they're all asleep.
Ah, I see. Now it all makes sense.
Yeah. Whoa. Oh, that was a little one. Get it. Got it. Okay. Didn't see the little one. Okay, so here we are. We're approaching Snaggrit Town. We run in the water with our blue Pikmin. We throw 10 of them up here. There we go. Oh, what the hell? We throw 10 of them up here, I say. There we go. There we go. Okay, now this is a harrowing fight. This is not a good time I'm about to go have. Unless I've even in the Nintendo Wii Play Control, this was not a good time. How do I get across this bridge now? What do you reckon?
You walk.
Like that.
See, that's why Pikmin kind of sucks. Walking across a bridge is like a problem. And the only way to solve it is like super clunky and weird. Seriously?
I want to have overwhelming force across this bridge.
Yeah,
because we're going to be finding the Snaggrits.
Like, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, I know. It's a thin bridge.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So, I'm going to be relatively timid in this fight. I'm going to kill one of the Snaggrits. I might be just running away before the other two can do anything to me. Oh, shit. Oh, jeez. Oh, fuck. Oh, jeez. Okay. Those two I'm just going to leave alone. I think this one I have to get. Okay, we're going to throw the Pikmin up onto its head.
Oh.
Because its head is its vulnerable spot.
You get, like, one on
it. Okay, and... Yeah, the best way to do it... Oh, damn it. I guess it's with yellow Pikmin.
Yeah.
Okay, no, we're getting a couple on there. Oh, leave my Pikmin alone, please, stop it. Wake up, you idiots. Come on. What happens if I charge some of them at the body? I think they do damage, but not as much. I just pecked Olimar. Is this the one I need to be fighting?
I don't know.
I hope so.
How would you know?
Because, see, here's the thing. The other two are kind of protecting each other. I don't want to be fighting two of these things at once. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh! Okay. Oh, it's nearly down. Oh my god. Okay. We're nearly there. There! Okay.
Good job.
Well, hang on. There, it was that one. That was the one.
Nice.
Fantastic.
It's the Giga counter. Every spaceship needs one of these, but I don't actually know what it's for. Every once in a while, it goes wild and lets out a lot of noise. But I never pay much attention to it, so it doesn't do me much good. I really should read that manual one of these days.
It's a funny joke, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
Alright, and we're just going to ignore the other Snaggrits. They can just sit here. I don't care about them.
Okay.
In fact, we're going to ignore these pellets too. Please, no, just jump off the cliff. Don't go that way. The cliff is right here. You can swim, your blue Pikmin. Don't go that way. Oh my god.
Why did they suddenly turn around?
I shouted enough. Okay, so we're going to take all these blue Pikmin. We're going to get that Sagittarius over there. Unless it's the Libra. No. Just get it.
We got the Libra.
Idiots.
We got the Libra before, don't you remember?
Alright, I'm gonna have to have them build the thing, I guess, because I can't have them throw that far. That's annoying.
That's what you call cheating prevention measures.
The Geiger counter. This noisy gauge is always letting off spontaneous clicks and buzzes. It can be kind of annoying, says Olimar. 17 out of 30 parts.
Ah, shit, I forgot the thing in the bathroom again. Fuck.
Oh, you better go get your bathroom thing. Look! Hang on. Hang on, hang on. Yeah, I'll be fine here. Oh, look at that one. I just got snapped. Oh, no. Sheerwigs. No, sheer grubs. These are sheer grubs. The flying ones are sheerwigs. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, go get your thing.
Uh-huh.
I'll hold the fort.
Okay. It's just... Oh, my God.
Okay, listeners, while Felixa is away, I'm going to clear the path to this next blue pigment part. And that means maybe fighting this Bulborb here. I've only got 34. Oh, no, maybe it doesn't. Yeah, let's just avoid it for now. Yeah, okay, I'll set these Pikmin smashing this wall. I'll just leave them at it. And we'll come back to that Bulborb when we've got more, when we've got a bigger team. Let's see. How's everyone doing here? Okay, yeah, things are coming along. I'll grab out a bunch more blue pigment and we'll build those two bridges. If we're really lucky, we can get all three parts, but only if we're incredibly lucky. I've got 24 blue Pikmin out of the blue onion. I'm gonna run over to... So there's like a two... There's two bridges that lead up to an island at the middle, you know. And so a team of Pikmin have completed construction of one bridge to the middle of the island, and they're just waiting there on that island for me to complete the other bridge. I've just... Just heard that the oh, I see. I think that little cheer grub was destroying my bridge. Oh, we might just make this. We might just. Okay. I'm really not too sure what to do here, but I should definitely stick here to get the Sagittarius. We've got, I don't know how many more minutes of the day. I'm estimating like 1.5, maybe 2, maybe 3. I don't know. I can't tell, actually. Okay. There's the second bridge finished. We're taking our teams of Pikmin to grab this beautiful gem, this wonderful jewel, this absolute princess of a gem. 3, 4. How many do we need? 20.
What's up?
We're getting this. And then we're going to run to see if we can get the other part. But, ooh, it's going to be tough. We're going to have to run past a bit of a boss.
Wow.
And just hope that it doesn't kill us.
Why would you play games that, like, stress you out?
I guess because when I can approach a feeling of competence in this environment, I feel good.
Mm-hmm. I see. Do you not feel validated enough in your daily life?
No. I guess not.
It's gotta be it.
Let's kill that Bulborb so it doesn't give us trouble later on.
Mm-hmm.
I've got this big team. I've got that wet team there. I'm gonna go get it from behind. Like we did the others. We've got 78. 78 should be enough when we just charge it from behind. But there's probably not enough hours in the day. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. There we go, we got it. Let's see how we do. Let's see how we go with this last part. We might get super duper duper lucky. We might just walk in and it's fine. Oh no, there's a root wall. No, we have to break down this root wall. We're not going to be fine. Because this is going to be a big time sink.
Oh.
Damn. That's right.
What are you gonna do now?
Well, I'm gonna tell you the description of the Sagittarius.
Okay.
Sagittarius. You know what's funny?
What?
I never got close to this, so it never gave me the first bit of information. So all I get is the second bit of information.
Oh.
I should have run up and touched it, and then Olimar would have started talking about it, and you could have read about it, right?
Yeah.
But I just ran up and threw from afar.
Oh.
This was a gift from my son. He must be very worried about me.
Well, Olimar,
just
maybe you shouldn't have left your family. I don't know.
I mean, it's his job. He's a space. He does haulage, freightage.
Yeah,
he's a
jobs,
space courier.
Jobs get like assigned to you, right? You're not like, it's not under your power to like choose your own job. Like, it's like not Olimar's
my dad
fault.
Was a. My dad was a city courier, and I think he would have a pool of jobs to choose from. And it all depended on where he was in the city at the time, if he was the best person. And he would get to choose.
But, like, he
was. If he was the best person.
He wasn't born a courier.
No.
So, it's Olimar's fault that he's having this job where he's leaving his family.
That's true, that's true.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm pulling the plug. Whistle, 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 Olimar, get them, get them, get them. Okay, everyone's safe, it's okay. We didn't destroy the root wall, we didn't fight the boss, we didn't get the very final last little part. That's disappointing, but we did get two, including the Snagrit part. And I think that you'll agree, Felixa,
huh?
That I couldn't have done any of that any faster, right? Where
I
could
know.
I have saved time?
I'm not a Pikmin expert. I'm not a speedrunnist.
No.
No.
It's like an exercise in efficiency. And
yeah.
I think I was pretty efficient.
I guess. I don't know. I could, if you like edit a video, I can tell you like where you could cut some corners to get more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
But regarding Pikmin, I don't know.
I'm yeah, not, you don't know.
Not the expert here.
Tell us about Shear Grubs, Felixa.
Okay, so Shear Grubs are like these bugs that have like a sheer kind of mouth with like appendage.
You can read it on this. It's on the screen.
Well, today I've learned something new about these creatures. This behavioral patterns. They are very vexing bugs. They chew apart the bridges that the Pikmin build. All the effort the poor Pikmin went to. I must watch for these pests.
There we go.
Ha.
26 blue Pikmin eaten by Snagrits today.
I'd like to
a
eat some
Snagrits.
A couple
of white dwarf bulbs. Yeah.
Delicious.
I mean, they look like snakes.
And they sound like snacks.
Snacks.
Snags.
Snags. Like sausages, a snag.
I have two sausages. What? Yes.
You should have a sausage.
Yeah, I have two sausages in a fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too, only mine are vegetarian sausages, which are not as good.
That's a bummer.
It's a bummer, but if you have them with enough mustard, it's still okay.
Probably. I had vegetarian minced meat recently, and that was pretty good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My girlfriend's vegetarian, so... It happens sometimes.
It does happen sometimes.
But I do indulge...
Happens to the best of us.
...in the vegetarian.
Great. Alright, well, parts remaining 12, days remaining 14... I guess that'll do it for this episode, huh?
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock. I gotta get going. Sounds good.
You gotta get going? I gotta go to bed. What should we do next episode?
Play more Pikmin.
Yeah, where should we play it?
Here.
Should we...
right here on the Pizza Cast.
We'll play it right here on the Pizza Cast. Listeners, tune back in. tune back in.
Same bad channel, same bad time.
Yeah, that's right. Same vampire channel, the Pikmin cast. Welcome to the Pikmin cast, everyone.
Yay. Where we do nothing
it's
play.
It's me, Dan, and her, Pikmin.
Hi,
right.
I'm
That's
Pikmin.
Right. and I'm Dan.
Professor Dr. Pikmin, they call me.
Yeah.
I know everything about all of the colors of the Pikmin. Some have ears, some have eyes. It's wonderful.
What's the best Pikmin, Felixa?
the purple one that I don't have never yes. seen, but it sounds awesome.
You got the right answer. That's undeniably the correct response from even the most seasoned and experienced Pikmin player.
Hmm. Yeah.
No kidding.
Looking forward to meet it in like season 6 of the pizza class.
This is
the Pikmin
season
cast, sorry.
6.
What? No way.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Mystic Arc was season 5. We then had a half season, which was one episode long, and this is season 6, I guess.
Oh, interesting. I wonder if these seasons ever got published or if it's just like in our heads.
I'm pretty close to publishing season 5. I'm starting to I'm working hard. I've gone from not working on it at all to working kind of hard.
Don't work too hard. I couldn't even imagine.
Oh, I mean,
editing videos.
You know,
right
now. I'm working as much as I want to.
Yeah,
is what I mean. But that's like some.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Never work more than you want to.
Yeah.
If you can help it.
If you can help it. Okay, Felixa. Thank you very much. Listeners, thank you very much. See you next time on the PizzaCast.
Thank you very much.
How long could I keep this going? Oh, thanks, listeners. Okay, goodbye. From me and from Felixa. Goodbye from us.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Thanks. Thank you so much. We owe you so much.
Oh, yeah.
We owe you so much, and we love you very much.
We really owe you everything. Just this entire podcast would not have been possible without any and all of you.
Without you listeners.
Every
without
single
you loyal
one.
Listeners tuning in.
You're so precious to us.
Every single week. Yeah. You're like the little Pikmin that follow us around.
Basically, some of you are red, some are blue. I can't tell either because I'm hypothetically colorblind.
Hypothetically colorblind.
Yeah.
That's all right. I'll explain it to her one of these days.
Hmm.
Listeners, email in your description of how color works to a hypothetically colorblind person.
Uh-huh.
There's probably already a way established to do this because colorblindness is pretty common. But email us in your amateurish attempts to do the thing that's been probably established in clinical settings.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, please do that.
Send us your favorite sex toys, listeners.
Bye-bye. Yeah, why not? Go ahead.
Why not?
Just don't make it weird.
Do it. Oh, cheers, everyone.
Yeah, cheers. No getting weird.
No getting weird. Prost.
Cheers.
Okay, I've stopped it by now.
Stopping now, too. Stopping now, too. Stopping now, too.
Oh.
Stopping now, too. Stopping now, too. Stopping now, too.